From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Listen up, Stone. Late June in the nation's capital typically means wretched heat, afternoon downpours, and the proliferation of folk life on the National Mall. This is when the Smithsonian Institution pitches its many tents on the great lawn, ringed by national museums and dominated by the Washington Monument to the west and the Capitol to the east. The festival is typically eclectic. On one part of the mall, there's a bit of the Arabian Peninsula, a celebration of the nation of Oman.
So this song is called Hold Missouri Waters, and we would always dedicate this song to the firefighters who gave their lives in forest fire protection.
Another section of the festival is devoted to the U.S. Forest Service, which includes the Fiddlin' Foresters and songs of heroism in our national woodlands. The third theme of this year's Smithsonian Folklife Festival is called Food Culture USA.
We can take those chicken bones off a regular roasted hen.
The food in question is not limited to things from these shores.
Their coffee is from a cooperative of over 300 family-owned farms in the southwest islands of Tanzania.
For example, coffee. Three Tanzanian coffee farmers are in town trying to increase their co-op sales to the U.S., and the one who speaks English is a story unto himself.
Growing at an altitude of 3,500 feet above sea level.
The Tanzanians display a sickle, like the ones they use to cut away the high grass that borders their trees and threatens to engulf their farms in forest fires every year, and a hoe, like the ones they use to turn the highland soil. And they are led by this expat American advocate of cooperative family farming and Tanzanian rural development. David Robinson is a lean, gray-bearded 53-year-old African-American. His background prepared him for just about anything except farming in Africa. His father was the man who integrated Major League Baseball, Jackie Robinson. According to his mother, David never so much as gardened when the Africa bug bit him. He is now married to a Tanzanian woman with whom he has six children. He lives most of his life speaking Swahili, and he is spending this week talking coffee.
At $9 a pound for finished roasted coffee here in the U.S., brewing a cup of coffee in your home costs you 22 cents. This year, as farmers, we are hoping to get 53 cents a pound for coffee. Each pound generates 45 cups of coffee. That 53 cents is the cooperative marketing system wherein we are not selling on the farm to exporters. We are actually exporting ourselves. If one stays on the farm, right now our neighbors who are staying on the farm and selling as individual farmers to buyers who come into the village, they are receiving 31 cents a pound.
How did you get involved in this, in being a Tanzanian coffee grower? It's a long way from, was it Stamford, Connecticut?
Stamford, Connecticut, yeah. The first coffee tree I ever saw was in my village, my current village, 18 years ago. It's an international crop, and I went to Tanzania to be involved in international affairs. It was at that time the leading cash crop of the nation, and a crop that was heavily consumed in America. So the logic of being an American and having some knowledge of the American market, and having my neighbors being second and third generation coffee farmers, there was a good blend. And in fact, that was pretty much the agreement between myself and our village, was that they would teach me how to farm coffee and I would try to find a better market.
So is it a complete coincidence that you are the son of arguably the most famous coffee executive in the history of the United States of America?
An extreme coincidence. I myself did not realize it until two or three years after we had started our own farm that in fact I was the second generation of my family in the coffee business.
We should explain that Jackie Robinson, after completing his baseball career, was an executive at Chock Full of Nuts Coffee.
Yes.
And try and name one other vice president of an American coffee company. I dare you. He was quite well known. So nothing at all. No sense of you were carrying on some family connection to coffee.
No, the family connection is to broadening of opportunities. And as his medium was baseball, my medium is international affairs and international commerce. And that's the carrying on of the legacy. It is coincidental, but enjoyable, that we were also in the coffee business prior to my starting a farm.
Can the coffee business deliver a secondary school, a hospital perhaps, the amenities of a developed economy to people in the mountainous region of Tanzania?
Only if farmers can penetrate the marketing network of coffee. If farmers are limited to selling their produce on the farm as individual farmers with no collective negotiating abilities, we will always be only the labor force in the coffee market, and that labor force will never be paid enough to be truly developmental. You think three generations of coffee farming, and our village has only one vehicle, a village of about 8,000 people, one running vehicle. The dispensary has two medical technicians. They are not doctors. Our primary school, each classroom has between 90 and 100 students per teacher, half of those sitting on the floor, not sitting on desks. And that won't change as long as we are on-farm sellers of coffee. We are here to try to broaden our involvement in the coffee chain to become exporters and even work with American companies as importers and branding of a finished coffee product.
East Africa, Tanzania and Kenya are said to be the most rapidly urbanizing countries in the world. More people rushing into Dar es Salaam and Nairobi every year, leaving the countryside. In your village, do young people leave and go to the city, or do they have any opportunity to stay?
Well, as long as the village cannot offer economic opportunity where a young person can see progress, then he will look to often the illusionary progress and benefits of urban life. Now, one who can see the young people in Dar es Salaam standing on the streets idly all day long can recognize that the urban life does not offer that economic opportunity. But that trend won't be reversed until we can reverse the economic cycles in rural life, and that means finding better markets, and that means penetrating those marketing chains to a larger degree than we are now.
David Robinson lives in the Mbozi district of southwestern Tanzania. He runs a 300-farmer coffee cooperative called Sweet Unity Farms. He'll be in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall talking about coffee through July 4th.